We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. In the movie that we saw your boobs.
The love him or hate him reaction to Seth MacFarlane's turn as Academy Awards host appears to be evidence that one of the most high-profile jobs in show business is quickly becoming one of its most thankless. The Family Guy creator and first-time Oscars host seemed unusually preoccupied with his reviews both before and during last night's show. He predicted he'd be ripped apart, and he was, particularly on social media. He also has his fans, with many suggesting the Motion Picture Academy got exactly the kind of performance it expected and wanted in hiring someone known for his crude humor. One of those taking that position is WTOP's guy in L.A., Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com, who joined us on Skype.
I've looked through some of the criticism, probably popped up 5 minutes after the show started, people saying, oh, he's crass and he's crude and sexist and this and that. And it's like, folks, have you ever seen this show Family Guy? Come on, like, this is this man's humor. And some of the jokes that they took issue with, I mean, the joke about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and then saying, wow, 150 years later, too soon?
Right.
You know, it's all for a laugh and it's all in good fun. I personally thought he was a fantastic host. I really enjoyed a lot of the things that he did. He brought back to the screen real Star Trek. I never thought I'd see that again. I mean, Dimitri, the actual one and only James T. Kirk, played by William Shatner, was on screen again for the first time in years.
Humor aside, didn't that first 20 minutes drag a little bit for you? And that was the part that featured William Shatner.
That I will give you. I was very, very surprised that they didn't start with a musical number. It would have been a much better start to the night. It would have gotten everybody excited and everybody interested. But then when I saw that they did the William Shatner thing and they were basically embracing what he knows everyone was saying. Everyone was sitting there saying, uh-oh, how's he going to screw this up? So I think he wanted to just address that right at the beginning and get it out of the way and laugh at himself before anybody else could make fun of it. I think what he was doing was great, but for that setting, it did drag a little bit in the beginning there. You're right.
I saw a new term online just today used by Matt Rausch of TV Guide. He wrote about hate watching. That's what we do. We watch and then we hate on it.
With the whole thing with tweeting, I mean, people are live tweeting through the show. They want to be able to come up with the most clever way of demeaning someone and bringing someone down, and makes their friends laugh maybe, and it makes them feel included. I'm not sure. Very few people seem to be watching because they really love what they're watching and really want to be involved in a positive way. That's a sad but accurate term.
Let's move to the movies themselves. What struck you? What surprised you the most?
I was happy that Argo won because it deserves it. Ben Affleck is great. Everyone involved in that movie was great, and it was a fantastic film. So I wasn't upset by that, but I was kind of upset that Zero Dark Thirty wasn't the best picture choice. In speaking with other people about it, I said, you know, I was surprised that it didn't win. And they said, Dan, really? You were surprised? And I had to correct myself. I wasn't surprised because we knew, I mean, Argo has kind of slowly become the sweetheart film. And we knew it was either going to be that or Lincoln, not necessarily because Lincoln was deserving, but that was the way the tide was headed. So I wasn't surprised that Zero Dark Thirty didn't win, but I was disappointed because I still think Zero Dark Thirty was definitely the best film of the year. It was different. It was something that we haven't seen before, which is what I think a best picture ought to be.
WTOP's guy in L.A., Dan Devey of thecinemasource.com, bringing you today's movies from tomorrow's perspectives. Go to WTOP.com, search cinema for more.